Grandstand AFL.
You're going to have to hold your breath from about here on in.
Grandstand.
How about that for a mark? The elephants were coming the other way.
A glorious drop punt. That's why he's kicked so many.
Grandstand AFL on 891 ABC Adelaide, ABC South Australia and Broken Hill.
In the AFL finals, goodbye to Carlton and goodbye to Hawthorn, and a bit of a surprise on Friday night, and that's where we start our wrap. The Saints played the Cats at the MCG, 63,000 people there. It was a beauty. The Saints at halftime led by 3 goals. Midway through the third quarter, they'd kicked it out to a 33-point lead. But the Cats came home in a hurry, and there was, of course, that contentious issue. Was there a push in the back, Mooney making contact with Gwilt, or what? Should it have been called play on? The Cats were distraught, the Saints were happy. St Kilda 12-11-83, beat the Cats 11-13-79.
Hurried kick inside the 50, clears the lot, Gardner's at the back, open goal, the Saints are on the board. Hawkins hits it hard, doesn't mark, Marco at the drop, oh he threaded the needle from the boundary! Revolt running back with a flight, you're back in, he marked, he played on, he goes. Kaczynski and Milne in best place. Milne at the back, played on, kick, he served. Ball spills to Montagna. He swings and delivers a goal. And the Saints lead by 33. It skids away from Mooney. Rushes a goal. Mooney will get there and tow it through for a goal. Mark Blake taps it wide. Steve Johnson swings it at goal. Nailed it. Stokes takes it, gets onto the right, no pressure, pot shot a goal, got it, Lee has it, Lee kicks a goal, end over end, it's a goal! No! What? There is a free kick somewhere on the field.
That is a big, big call by the umpire.
It's another throw-in. Rewalt there, can't throw a siren! September redemption, perhaps, for St Kilda.
Best players for the Saints, Revolt, Hayes and Del Santo. For the Cats, they were best served by Bartell, Chapman and Ablett. For the Saints, Revolt kicked 3 and Milne 3. For the Cats, Mooney 3, Stokes, Johnson and Varco 2 each. On Saturday afternoon at Subiaco, 42,000 people, the Purple Army and Hawthorn in the doldrums could manage just 1 goal in the first half and the Dockers were far too strong. 14-10-94, defeating Hawthorn 8-16-64.
Sweeping hand pass on the bounce to Johnson, running forward now, getting a kind bounce, Morabito, one bounce himself, 2 bounces, Sandlin's a big shepherd on Ladson, 3 bounces, he's 40 metres out, Morabito, end goal. But Sandlin's flexing his considerable size and muscle. A solid shepherd on Ladson. And Morabito just ran goalward and gives Fremantle a 6-point lead again.
Sandlands again, won it down, and there's a holding decision. It's coming back. It'll go Fremantle's way, and it'll be Aaron Sandlands' footy. So Sandlands, the big fella from 52 out. That's a terrific-looking kick. It is a wonderful kick, and he punches the air in celebration. As the purple flags fly around Subiaco, Broughton long looking for Pavlich. Oh. Guerra dropped the mark, allowed Pavlich to gather. He'll wheel around from 51 out, kicks long to an open goal square and makes the Hawks pay. The drop mark from Guerra has allowed Pavlich to get his second. And that just really does rub it in the face of the Hawks.
Plays on by hand to Broughton. High kick to right, full forward. Mark Page, Silvani is it. And Silvani is going to line up. His first season, he's got 3 goals. He's never blotted his copybook. Hasn't kicked a behind. He still hasn't. Silvani sends the purple bedecked crowd into a frenzy.
For the Dockers, Mundy was so good. So was McPhee. So was Hill. And McFarlane completely shut down Franklin. Whilst for Hawthorn, best served by Mitchell, Burgoyne and Lewis. Pavlich kicked 3 and Main 2 for the winners. Roughhead 4 for Hawthorn and Franklin 2. On Saturday night at the MCG, Collingwood kicked the first 3 goals and it was a very impressive performance despite inaccuracy. The Magpies 17-22, 124, defeated the Bulldogs 8-14-62.
Sets it up to full forward, gives Davis the run at it. Marks plays on and Leon Davis has his first. Jolly flat bats it down to Lee Brown, who swings it out of the pack and kicks a pearler.
past the full forward, too high for Clough. Here's Dane Swan, Brownlow, and a goal. Barry Hall out of position, but he might get lucky. Oh, he runs into the goalpost. Still has the ball, comes back into the field of play and snaps over his shoulder for a goal. Ben Johnson gets the hand pass to Pendlebury. Pendlebury from 35, a glorious goal. It comes to Dane Swan. Oh, he just weaves through them and snaps the goal. Swanny Yogiyuki.
It just has to sit. It won't. Did gets it anyway. Onto the left boot and kicks the goal.
Here comes Didak running away from goal. Oh, he gathers. He's near the boundary line. He goes for the banana. Oh, he kicked it.
For the Magpies, Swan, Thomas and Pendlebury. Whilst for a disappointing Bulldogs combination, their better players were Griffin, Lake and Hudson. For the Magpies, up forward, Swan and Sidebottom, three each. And for the losers, the Bulldogs, Hall, Griffin and Higgins, two each. The final game was a ripper up in Sydney, the Swans and Carlton. The Swans got away and led by four goals at half-time. Carlton rattled back in the third term and kicked five unanswered goals and took a seven-point lead into the final term. They couldn't kick a goal. The Swans kicked the last three and won 14-15-99 to Carlton 13-16-94.
Canelli hand passes to Jetta. Jetta kicks the Swans to right half forward. Sydney go inside 50. Joseph tracks back. He's pushed by Dennis Lane. Dennis Lane is shepherded away from the football. Jesse White picks it up. Oh. Jesse White hand passes to Dennis Lane. Dennis Lane levels the scores.
Sydney a chance as O'Keefe held again. Hand pass comes out to White. Got to get rid of it in a hurry. O'Keefe has it. Left foot snap.
No!
O'Keefe has given Sydney a handy break. Goal to O'Keefe. Magnificent game at the Olympic Stadium. If you don't like your footy, you're pretty hard to please. This is a bottler. Arfield's there. Gets away from a lunging
ball. Oh,
tackle.
He's dropping the ball.
Dennis Lane's got Arfield. He was bouncing it. And he's been tackled. What a tackle. What a tackle by the Swans.
Dennis Lane.
Red Dennis Lane. He's got the free kick. 30 metres out. He pokes out.
Oh, he kicked a goal. What a goal by Trent Dennis Lane.
He is magnificent. He's got four. Mark taken by Simpson on his own. He'll straighten up on the left. He'll want to kick long to an open goal. Has it got the carry? Henderson drops the mark. Can he get boot to ball in the square?
Goal.
I think he might have kicked it. He was on his backside. He's kicked it. Carlton within a goal. They're still alive. They needed it. They get it. Make a contest at ground level on the western wing. That's exactly the result they want. It eats away seconds and more seconds.
There it is.
Swans through to a semi-final. And it's all over for the Blues, a classic at the Olympic Stadium. Sydney lived to fight another day. That won by 5 points.
The game was an absolute clinker. For Sydney, the best players were Reece Shaw, Goods and White, whilst for Carlton, Judd was magnificent. White was good too, and so was Warnock. Goal scorers for Sydney, four goals to Trent Dennis Lane, three to Bevan and two to Reece Shaw, whilst for Carlton, three goals to Jared Waite, two goals to Robert Warnock, Andrew Walker chipping in with three, and two each to Lockie Henderson and Jeff Garlett. So we've got the first round of the finals out of the way in the AFL, and next week we're down to four. Goodbye Hawthorn and goodbye Carlton. And next Friday night at the MCG, the clash is between Geelong and the Dockers. The winner of that game will play Collingwood the following week in the preliminary final. And in the other side of the draw, Saturday night, it will be Sydney and they take on the Western Bulldogs, the winner, to say hello St Kilda in a preliminary final.